More than 45 years ago, President John F. Kennedy called for a group of men and women to serve their country, transmit their skills to countries throughout the world, and become ambassadors of peace. Hi, this is Jody Olson, Deputy Director of the Peace Corps. Volunteer Voices is a collection of stories from just a few of those men and women who have served. For more information on the Peace Corps, go to peacecorps.gov.
Water by Rachel Schneller. Read by Rachel Schneller, Peace Corps volunteer, Mali, 1996 to 1998. When a woman carries water on her head, you see her neck bend outward behind her like a crossbow. 10 liters of water weighs 22 pounds, a fifth of a woman's body weight, and I've seen women carry at least 20 liters in aluminum pots large enough to hold a television set. To get the water from the cement floor surrounding the outdoor hand pump to the top of your head, you need help from the other women. You and another woman grab the pot's edges and lift it straight up between you. When you get it to head height, you duck underneath the pot and place it on the wad of rolled-up cloth you always wear there when fetching water. This is the cushion between your skull and the metal pot full of water. Then your friend lets go. You spend a few seconds finding your balance. Then, with one hand steadying the load, you turn around and start your way home. It might be a 20-minute walk through mud huts and donkey manure. All of this is done without words. It is an action repeated so many times during the day that even though I have never carried water on my head, I know exactly how it is done. Do not worry that no one will be at the pump to help you. The pump is the only source of clean drinking water for the village of 3,000 people. Your family, your husband, and children rely on the water on your head. Maybe 10 people will drink the water you carry. Pump water, everyone knows, is clean. Drinking well water will make you sick. Every month, people here die from diarrhea and dehydration. The pump is also where you hear gossip from the women who live on the other side of the village. Your trip to the pump may be your only excuse for going outside of your family's Muslim home alone. When a woman finds her balance under 40 pounds of water, I see her eyes roll to the corners in concentration. Her head makes the small movements of the hands of someone driving a car, constant correction. The biggest challenge is to turn all the way around from the pump to go home again. The load is a small portion of ocean, and it swirls and lurches on her head with long movements. It looks painful and complicated and horrible for the posture and unhealthy for the vertebrae, but I wish I could do it. I have lived in this West African village for 2 years but cannot even balance something solid like a mango on my head, let alone a pot filled with liquid. When I lug my 10-liter plastic jug of water to my house by hand, it is only 100 meters, but the container is heavy and unwieldy. Changing the jug from one hand to the other helps, but it is a change necessary every 20 meters. Handles do not balance. On your head, the water is symmetrical, like the star on top of a Christmas tree. Because my life has never depended on it, I have never learned to balance.
Thanks for listening. For lesson plans, more stories, and more audio stories, go to the Coverdale Worldwide Schools website at peacecorps.gov/WWS.